The Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race has taken an unprecedented turn. For the first time, the race will run to its halfway point and back and then repeat because of open water. Local mushers agree it's the safest way to run the race, but say it could present some challenges. It's been talked about in the past, but this is the first time this decision's been made.
Well, it wasn't easy and it wasn't unanimous.
Myron Inksman is the K300 committee chairman and one of the race's founders.
Tradition is a big thing, and changing the method of competition kind of throws things off a little bit.
The committee came to the decision Sunday night on an evening of 36-degree weather and rain in Bethel. Inksman says the race will look as it never has before because, well, the river does.
We have more open holes than normal, and the ones we have are bigger than normal.
It's causing many firsts. The first time the race will double back on itself and then repeat its course. The first time the race will not run through the Kalskag and Aniak checkpoints. The first time the race will start near H Marker Lake. Inksman says this K300 will test dogs in a new way.
The test now is going to be probably which team is best at overcoming the mental issue of going around a trail, resting, and getting up and going around the trail again.
Passing teams head-on will also be a factor.
The place where that's most difficult is up near Bogus. There are some narrow spots there.
The trail only crosses the river across from Tuluksak in a straight shot across the ice. Other than that, there are many shallow and well-frozen lakes, sloughs, and creeks along the route. The only open water is by beaver dams, which happens even in the coldest winters. Local mushers agree the new course is the safest way to run the race. Mike Williams Jr. of Akiak has been competing in the K300 for years. Williams says the change isn't ideal, but the river isn't either.
I just kind of laugh because we've never done this before, but it's understandable because of all the open water.
Williams expects his dogs to race well on the repeated route because he made a lot of short runs while training, sometimes coming into his dog yard and then immediately taking off again. But three-time K300 champion Pete Kaiser calls the change a curveball.
We've all trained for a specific event the way that it's usually run, but it's the same for everybody, and everybody's going to have to deal with it.
Kaiser and Williams both say the river's open holes did not affect their race prep this season. They trained on the tundra, a strategy that will help them on this year's Overland Trail. The race checkpoints are now Tuluksak, Bogus Creek, and Bethel. Where the Bethel checkpoint will be is still being decided. Like usual, the race will require teams to rest 6 hours in checkpoints and then 4 hours in the final pass through Tuluksak. Two other races happen during the K300. The Bogus Creek 150 will run as scheduled. The Akiak Dash is being postponed a week. The reason the K300 can't run an overland course along the entire traditional route is because there's no overland trail from Tuluksak to Kalskag. Inksman points out that this gap affects all winter travelers, not just the K300.
So I would urge people to come up with plans for us to come up with an alternative trail that does not go on the river, because that would be safe for everybody, including our race, and it would prevent this from happening in the future.
The Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race begins Friday. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.